you know, I think, you know, thinking about walking down here, you know, I saw a lot of good things on the film. But as it relates to that position, really any position, John, you know, I try the best I can to make decisions that are in the best interest of the team on the timetable that I'm comfortable with. So, like, if you went through every position with me, and I'm just being straight up with you, you know, if you went through every position with me, there are certain positions that, you know, basically, hey, I know who it's going to be to start the game on September 13th. I mean, obviously, 99 is going to start the game at the defensive end spot on September 13th, you know, as an example. But most of the decisions, because of the roster that we have and what we're trying to build here, we're trying to build a competitive team. We're trying to build a team filled with a bunch of good guys that love to practice and then go out there and play hard and compete every week. Most of the decisions, again, are decisions that I'm going to make in the best interest of the team, and also decisions that are going to be made on a timetable that I'm comfortable with, whatever position it is. And so when I looked at all the positions, I thought that there were some good and some bad. I thought that at the quarterback position, there were some things that we still need to clean up. But I think everybody on offense has to play better. Everybody on offense has to coach better. You know, I think I thought our line had some moments last night where they played well, some moments where they didn't play so well. I thought that we're playing a lot of different types of receivers. So, you know, we got guys doing different things, and some guys get 10 plays, some guys get 30 plays. So it's hard to get into a rhythm. But, you know, we got to play better at that position. Running backs have to play better. Tight ends have to play better. We have to coach better. And so I think that's kind of how I saw the offense. But there were some decent things. And, again, like I said last night, it's the second preseason game. And we'll build from it, and we'll have a good week of practice to get ready for New Orleans this week.
Do you know who will start versus New Orleans yet?
No, I don't. At quarterback, you mean? No, I don't.
What did you like about each something that you liked from each of the quarterbacks?
I can say that all three of them have the quality of intelligence that I like. All three of them are very coachable. All three of them have the ability to throw the ball accurately. All three of them love football, have a passion for football, and want to get better every single day at football. They're good in the locker room. They're good guys. They understand the pace that we want to play at. Again, you know, one guy will start. When I'm comfortable about making that decision, I'll make it. And again, it's all about what's best for the 2015 team. And I'm still thinking about things, and at every position, like I said, and when I'm comfortable to make a decision on any position, you know, obviously quarterback's a high-profile position, I'll make sure I let you know.
You say you expect the same rotation with the quarterbacks this week until you name that starter for New Orleans?
You know, I don't know yet. All we did today, Jason, was review the tape. There were 168 snaps, gradable snaps in the tape, offense, defense, special teams. So we reviewed the tape. We talked about all the players, how they played in the game, how they've been up to this point in training camp. We talked about our practice schedule for tomorrow, practice schedule for Tuesday, meeting schedule, things like that. So that's really as far as we've gotten today.
What do you want to see as you get closer or get ready? What's going to be the tipping thing for you to make the decision for quarterback?
Again, it'll come back to consistency. It'll come back to game management. It'll come back to situational football. Who's been the most consistent? It's something that we're studying. We're really evaluating. Again, really at every position. You know, the awareness of what's going on in the game, how they handle different situations. And, you know, it's like I said when I first walked in here, I'm always going to try to make the best decision in the best interest of the team that points us towards winning. And when I'm comfortable to make a decision at any position, you know, I'm going to make the decision. And that'll be the way I always try to coach here.
You're calling for Charles James.
Charles James, he did. Thoughts-wise, he showed up last night. You know, special teams. You know, he shows up a little bit every week, Mark. You know, he downed a couple punts inside the five. I thought Shane punted the ball well. Jamal Rolls, another guy that did some decent things on special teams. That's a very competitive position. It comes down to, at the end of the day, a couple weeks from now, how many corners you expect to keep. You know, and one of the reasons why you would potentially keep a certain corner definitely has something to do with special teams. So, Charles is a great guy. He's a passionate guy, and he's really fighting hard to make this team.
You know, in regards to the sacks yesterday, was that more the quarterbacks holding on to the ball too long, the line, both, and quarterback hurries?
A little bit of both. I thought we struggled to block Barrett, 48. I thought there were some times where quarterback held on to the ball too long. They have to have a silent alarm. I thought there were some times where we just got beat one-on-one, or maybe there was an A-gap pressure that we didn't pick up very well. So it was a little bit of everything that you just mentioned.
Shaq Barrett was the guy who was on that practice squad for a little while last year. I know your pro personnel department, y'all evaluate all rosters. Was this a guy y'all took a look at when y'all were looking at adding to the outside linebacker?
Like you just said, we look at everybody. And so, yeah, he was definitely a guy that we look at everybody, though, Jason, you know. So, but he played a good game last night.
You know, you said the positions other than quarterback you're still waiting to make a decision on. What are some of those positions that you don't know who the starter is going to be?
Well, I think, and not necessarily the starter, John. You know, it's more about the roster and the different roles that the different guys will have on the team. It's not necessarily, you know, who's going to start. You know, when you talk about starters at a lot of positions, it really sometimes it depends on how we start the game, what package we start in. Is it nickel? Is it dime? Is it base defense? Is it 11 personnel, 21, 12? You know, so it's more about the competition at wide receiver, the competition at corner, the competition at inside linebacker, the competition at outside linebacker. You know, those are very, very – the competition at safety. Not necessarily the starter, but, you know, again, those are positions where – the guys are really competing hard, and there's going to be some decisions because, you know, at the end of the day, you can only keep 53 guys. Now, that decision's down the road, and we're not there yet, but there's a lot of competition at those spots.
Suofilo back this week?
Suofilo is definitely day-to-day. Hopefully he can get back at some point this week, but right now I would say no.
Bill, any thoughts on Jadeveon and on how you expect him to ramp it up maybe more this week?
Yeah, we'll do a little bit more with him in practice. We'll do a little bit more with him in practice. I've been pleased with the way he has reacted and practiced with the plan that we've had for him so far. He's eager to get out there. You know, one of the good signs with him is that you know, he'll come up to us and say, "Can I do more? I'd like to be in that drill," because he sees the competition and he'd like to be in more. But we've got to stick with the medical plan. But I'm definitely pleased with how he's approached it so far.
Coach Vrabel talked a lot about his growth maturity wise. But have you seen the same thing in Clowney?
I think the second year is big with a lot of guys, Jason. I really do. I think, the rookie year can be tough, especially when you go through a lot of injuries. You know, pro football is a lot different. Just learning how to get around the city of Houston, live here, you know, all those different things, plus, you know, play pro football. You know, it's a big adjustment for certain guys. And I think JD, all those things kind of hovered over him last year. You know, he had three injuries, sports hernia, concussion, then the knee. And I think he's really had a good off season to the point where, yeah, he has turned a corner. I wouldn't even talk about it being maturity or anything. I think it's more about like, okay, I went through some tough times. I've really come a long way since those tough times, and I think I can really be a good player for this team, and I think he has come a long way in that regard.
Did your son have a good birthday, and what did you think of the video board message?
Thank you, Drew. Thank you. I didn't see the video board message, but my son turned 13 yesterday, and those of you that know anything about my son, Jack, that's a big birthday. You know, that's a big birthday, and that was a great day. Too bad we just couldn't win the game. But it's, you know, every birthday for Jack is a good day. And that puts a lot of things in perspective for me and our family. And it was a good day. Thanks for the question, Drew.
When Poirier got beat, should he have had safety help?
No. That was him. He just got to play a little bit better technique. We got to get a little bit more pass rush. AJ's had a good camp. He's really an improved player. He's really competed hard. And that particular play was a play that he'll play better the next time, no doubt about it.
Bill, you talked about Charles James fighting the team. What about Courtney Brown, where he's at right now?
Same thing. Courtney Brown, you know, went out there yesterday and, you know, obviously intercepted a pass, took it back for a touchdown, made some plays in a running game, rushed the passer decently at times, did some things on special teams. So similar deal there. You know, He's a hardworking guy. He's out there every day. He's coached hard by Mike, and I think he's really improved.
Jonathan Grimes, can you talk a little bit about what he means to you guys? It seems like each year he's taking a bigger step.
Yeah, he's been a good guy for us to coach. He really is a smart guy. He really embraces his role as, you know, a guy that plays a certain role in the backfield. And with Arian out, his role has increased in the backfield. And I thought he did some nice things yesterday in the game at running back. He's been a good core special teams player for us. He's a guy on our team that, you know, is a good fit for what we're trying to do, and really bright guy, good football player.
I did.
I thought he had a pretty good game, John. You know, he showed a little bit of juice in the running game. There's some certain things, like all the players, that they need to work on to get better. But I thought that he did some decent things in the running game, and he caught the ball well too.
Lack of downfield throws yesterday, was that something y'all came in planned, or more about what the defense showed you?
No, we got to do a better job there. We got to get the ball. We got to pump the ball down the field a little bit more. You know, there were too many short passes, and you know there were some things open down the field. Part of that was the rush. You know, sometimes not having time, not necessarily behind that first offensive line, but behind the second and third offensive lines. We got to give them a little bit more time. That was part of the issue. But overall, yeah, we need to get the ball down the field a little bit more.
So you guys practiced in Richmond. You talked about liking the dual practices or practice against another team much better than the preseason game. Is last night an example of that? Because had you had Denver in for a couple of days, you would have gotten a lot more live action from some people.
Yeah, I think that the preseason games are necessary. I'm not saying that they're not necessary, but you know, there's a lot of different discussions and philosophies on how to approach the preseason game. Number one is, to me, like, you know, we have some guys that we don't really play in the game. And so that's for a reason. We get them a lot of reps in practice. We want them to be healthy, and some of those guys don't play. Some other guys we play 10 snaps. You know, some guys we play 30 snaps, 40 snaps, a little bit more. So, you know, the games are not necessarily the deciding factor. They can be a factor in watching a player really show up when the lights go on, so to speak. Like a guy that can go into the game and say, okay, man, this guy really played well in practice, and then it really showed up in the game. Maybe a guy that's really fighting for a spot on the roster. But the games are not the be-all and the end-all in the preseason. The preseason games are about a lot of different guys playing, putting them in different situations. You know, really what's the big part of it for us is practice. You know, how we practice against each other, how we practiced against Washington. You know, ideally, if we could have done one more team, it would have been great, but we couldn't. It just didn't work out, because I like to do joint practice against two teams. I think that's really good. But again, a lot of the discussion in our staff meetings are based a lot on OTAs, meetings, training camp practices, situational football, and the games are part of it, but not the be-all and the end-all.
How do you balance the injury threat, like with the Jordy Nelson injury that just happened, with dress rehearsal for preseason week three?
Yeah, it's hard. You know, it's not an easy deal. I mean, you've got to really put a lot of thought into it. You communicate with the player. You know, some guys they say, look, I want to play. I want to. They all want to play. I mean, but some guys are, you know, they just want to get in there and get their 10 snaps or whatever it is. But as a coach, you have to be the decider. You've got to be the guy that makes the decision on whether a certain guy's play or not. And that's what we do the first 2 weeks, and then we'll decide as we head into this third game what we're going to do in this third game.
Look at Jeffrey Pagan. Is that a situation where you think it's something he could be back from soon? And what could you tell us about what he said?
I expect Pagan to be out there tomorrow. Yeah, and I expect Pagan to be out there tomorrow. Jeffrey and I had a couple good conversations last week, and I would look for him to be out there tomorrow, or hopefully at some point this week, but hopefully tomorrow.
Is camp officially over?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think we're still in training camp mode, although we will definitely try to treat this week like a game week, and more so than the first two games. We'll do a little bit more work on New Orleans than we did on Denver and San Francisco. Yeah.
How far is Christian Covington pushing Lewis Nix to be that guy behind Vince Wilfork?
Christian Covington, you know, has come in here and he's played well. for a rookie. He's played very hard. He's a smart player. He's a hard worker. You know, I wouldn't necessarily say that he's exactly in competition with Lewis. They kind of do some different things, you know. That's part of the competition, but that's not – they're not, like, in direct competition with each other. It's just I think that Lewis has improved. He's an improved player. And I think Christian's come in here, and for a rookie, he's done a pretty nice job.
Have any of the backup linemen stood out in the first two games where you'd be comfortable playing them if they had to be?
Yeah, some of these guys have played decently. You know, I mentioned last week a couple guys. James Ferentz, I think, has played pretty well overall, you know, pretty consistent. You know, I think the young tackle, Lamb, has shown up and done some decent things for us. You know, it would be good to get eventually, hopefully, get Xavier back from injury, and let's get him in there and get him a ton of reps and see if we can get him better. So, yeah, I think there's some guys that are there that we just need to continue to work with.
Do you have James playing in this week?
Not sure yet, Tanya. Like I said, we're going to keep talking about how we want to handle this game. Right now we're kind of just through Monday, you know, how we want to approach tomorrow, and we talked a little bit about Tuesday.
What did you like out of how Kevin Johnson played yesterday?
Kevin Johnson is he's instinctive. There's always things that he can improve upon, but he's very competitive. He's got a passion for the game. He's smart player. We play him in different spots. He's able to pick up what we're doing. You know, we've been very happy with Kevin.
Shifted Andre Howe can play corner or safety. He's been playing a lot of safety here. With the depth you have at corner, could you see you shifting one of those other cornerbacks to safety on the 53?
You never know, Jason, on that. You know, you never know. There are some guys at corner that have some ability to play safety. They have that skill set in them. I wouldn't say that'll happen tomorrow, but you never know.